For more information, call 01277 849 161 or visit gtcreativestudio.co.uk.
Now it's just coming up to 12.02 and I'm joined in the studio by Chris Booth from men's health charity CHAPS. He's a regular guest in the studio, comes in every month and we talk about a different topic, or rather Chris does. I just join in places. Now we're talking about skin cancer today and we're going to finish off, we've given you the three types of skin cancer, also what you can look out for. We didn't mention, you mentioned just before the news, we're talking about sunbeds and we didn't actually, I can't believe anybody would still go on sunbeds. I really can't. I can't believe it.
It's much, much better to get a false tan now. Yep. Sunbeds, of course, are subjecting you to ultraviolet light, and whether the ultraviolet light comes from the sun or a lamp, it's equally dangerous. So sunbeds are extremely dangerous, particularly if you've got that pale skin which doesn't tan easily.
Yeah.
So avoid them like the plague.
I just can't, I cannot believe in this day and age that people will still use sunbeds. You've got to be mad. Mm-hmm. Absolutely round the twist. And I have, years ago, I would have used them. The only reason I wouldn't, the other thing is, if you have too much, everybody that I know that has been out in the sun or used sunbeds, by the time they get to about 30 or 35, it's like a smoker, you look older. And that should be another good reason to make you put some protection on your face and your body as well, because it damages your skin completely.
I was looking at some slides just the other day, and there was an elderly lady from the west coast of Ireland who had a really sort of gnarled, wrinkly-looking skin, and that was against... The photograph was put up against a picture of a model, which demonstrates, you know, how if you are in an exposed area, this is what's going to happen to your skin if you don't protect it.
Yeah.
I mean, years ago, in the 18th century, it was very unfashionable to have a tan skin.
Yeah.
And the women would go around with parasols all the time to make sure that they didn't get suntanned and broad-brimmed hats. And the same applies now. If you're out in the sun, you need a broad-brimmed hat to protect all the way around your face and neck. That reminds me of golfers. We don't tend to use broad-brimmed hats very much, but the cricketers do frequently. Also, with the cricketers, you'll see them putting on this white cream.
Yeah.
I thought they were wearing it years ago. I thought they were wearing it just as war paint to kind of frighten the batsman.
Yeah.
But no, they're trying to protect themselves against skin cancer.
Yeah.
And as a good example of the danger... Richie Beno, one of the greatest Australian players, and of course doyen of commentators, died earlier this year, and he died from a malignant melanoma. But malignant melanoma doesn't just affect old people.
Yeah.
It is a cancer which of course occurs in the young, and it's one of the commonest causes now of death in young people.
That's incredible, isn't it?
So
absolutely
really you
incredible.
Need to start taking protection right from the word go.
Yeah.
So if you're out on the beach, make sure that your children are covered up with sunscreens, and use the if you burn easily, you have to use the highest factors to get proper protection.
We were just going to say that you know, going to the doctors and getting diagnosed, dermatology, is you were saying about dermatologists, there doesn't seem to be enough dermatology. Why is that?
There just aren't enough dermatologists at the moment in the NHS. I think it's another of these specialities that has been neglected. The number of people presenting with melanomas, of course, is going up. Lots of us have skin conditions that need treatment, but for some reason there just hasn't been enough specialism or not enough trained consultant dermatologists. So within the NHS, I don't think there's anything more than one dermatologist in Colchester in the NHS.
Wow.
Similarly, Broomfield. I don't know the situation in Southend. I know that there's a clinic near Brentwood, the Mayflower Clinic. So there are private clinics about, and these, of course, do NHS work. But there's a problem. Whether GPs can take on this role or not is controversial. I think the specialist dermatologists are anxious about this and feel that really there should be more specialism in dermatology and more encouragement and training.
Yeah. Now, there, you mentioned the Mayflower Clinic, so that's a private clinic. So if people want to go and get checked, they can actually go. You can go to mole clinics, can't you, and be checked every year if you do have, as you said, more than 10 moles on your certain areas of your body, or is that just all over?
If you can check it, if you check your arm, for instance, and there's more than 10 moles on it, then you're in the high-risk category.
And you can go along to the mole clinics. They check, because my niece, my sister's daughter, goes, and she's checked on a regular basis. I think it's every year they go and check and just check the moles and keep an eye on them for you.
That's right. And if you have a family history of malignant melanoma, if somebody in the family has had one, then you are at somewhat higher risk.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. It's nice to see you. We'll be back. What are we talking about next month? Have we decided yet? Or have you decided?
Well, the biggest killer really is still cardiovascular disease, heart attack, strokes and so on. So I would have thought that would be a good one to go for.
Excellent. And then we are coming up to Christmas. We will try and keep it chirpy, but you just need to be, you know, if it's a new thing for the new year, whether it be fitness or stopping smoking, which is probably the worst thing that you can do, drinking too much alcohol. But we will be talking about that coming up to Christmas time.
Certainly.
There we go. And also getting stressed. That's another reason, isn't it, to keep yourself nice and calm.
I'm not very good at that.
Well, you're looking fine. You look absolutely fine. You're the picture of health here. Thank you very much, Chris. And just if people want to go along to the Men's Health Charity, if you want to have a look at the organisation that Chris actually runs, which is fantastic, it is for men's health. It's all the W's, chaps.uk.com, and that will show different events that you hold throughout the year for men to go along and get their free health checks.
We've just done our last one, which was in Clacton. 175 men came, and we did screening for prostate cancer, skin cancer.
Yep.
We picked up, I think, 7 basal cell cancers. The other name for basal cell cancer is rodent ulcer.
Right.
And 1 probable malignant melanoma.
Wow.
Aortic aneurysm screening, diabetes screening. We identified certainly, I think, about 10 probable diabetic chaps, and cardiovascular risk assessment.
Yeah.
And certainly I know about 20 men were referred on for further advice, lifestyle advice and possible treatment.
Excellent. So if you do want to get your young man or husband or partner down for one of these checks, they'll start again from next year. And all you need to do is go to the website, allthews.chaps.uk.com.
Correct.
Lovely. Nice to see you again, Chris. We're going to carry on with some music. Here's Bell and Sebastian.